Thing is, you can't have a Seder after Pesach. That's the one thing. One thing that there's Pesach Sheni for the court of Pesach. So there's no real makeup for the Seder itself. Right? So in that way, you got to be a Kohen. You cannot define your relationship to Hashem totally on what makes you feel inspired. Sometimes we're not always going to be inspired, but like the Kohen, we got to do what's right day after day after day. There is something great in the Eved who serves Hashem no matter what their mood is, no matter what their feeling is. Day after day, they are the faithful servants who walks in Hashem's ways. That is what the Kohen is. But, I'm sorry, someone that, okay.
But how do you draw the line between something that's like, let's say, not halakha, and like it would still be a mitzvah to do, but you have to do it. Like, let's say, like, I don't know, like, always with like chesed.
Yeah.
Like, should I go out and put myself out there and do more chesed
on the same time? So that's an excellent question. I think on one level, it is important to push yourself because otherwise you get complacent and lazy. On the other hand, you have to ask yourself this. If going beyond the halacha is going to result in my breaking halachas that I have to keep, then I shouldn't do it. For example, if doing this extra chesed will mean I will be irritable and angry and snap at my parents or other people, then, which you're not allowed to do, so then your desire to do beyond the halacha is going to cause you to break the halachas you have to do. So that's why you have to know your strengths and not, in other words, the Havdil, it's similar to physical exercise. You know, if a person wants to develop physical strength, so you've got to challenge yourself. Do a little more than you're used to. But if you do too much more than you're used to, then you get hurt. So in Ruchnius, there's a very similar idea. You have to challenge yourself and be willing to put yourself out, but in smaller increments. Because otherwise you're likely to get irritable, angry, and then you're going to violate the halachas you're mechuyev to keep because you wanted to do something you didn't have to do. Okay? Okay. Now, even though I just spoke about how important it is to be a Kohen, but I now want to say, Zelo Maspik. Because if all you're doing is going through the motions, I do the same thing every day, and I'm a faithful person, I dive on every day, I think I'm today, and I keep Shabbos and I eat Kakashis, and that's a wonderful thing. But you do it without feeling, without emotion, without passion, without feeling that you're close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then your service becomes mechanical. It becomes superficial. It doesn't change it. So you need to be not only the Kohen, you need to be the Levi. You need to be inspired. People need inspiration. And this is a very, very serious lack in our lives. Each person has to find the teacher, the Rebbe, or the Repetit, or the parent, or the family member that can give you that piece of an inspiration. Because without inspiration, to go day after day after day, although we still have to do it, you have to do it, even if you're not inspired, the Yin has to keep the Torah. But it gets very, very hard, and it gets very, very heavy. And it becomes like a weight that can weigh you down and crush you and take away your enthusiasm. So therefore, one needs both the consistency of the Kohen and the passion of the Levi. And I've spoken a number of times already that the Levi also is creative and innovative, almost improvisational as a musician. So too in our Yiddishkeit, we have to find ways of expressing our individuality within the niskeret, within the framework of halacha. That's tough. Halacha is a framework. Halacha is a very strong framework, but you don't have unlimited ways of expressing yourself. Right? A person couldn't do things if they're violations of tzvias or whatever it is, even if they want to sing or dance or whatever they want to do. But within halacha, one has to identify avenues which allow you to express that which is unique about yourself. Because every human being is unique. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, and because every human neshama has a fragment of the infinity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal said, just as two faces are not the same, although I don't believe that they're the two, but the two faces are generally not the same, so two personalities are never the same either. Every single person has something unique and special and different about them, and in your avoda as Levi, that is necessary for your own Beis HaMikdash. Right? Your own Beis HaMikdash requires that you be the Levi as well as the Kohen. And as I say, I think both of these are very relevant to those of you that are going back to Chutz La'aretz. On one hand, you've got to be a Kohen in many places. Maybe the standards of America, depending on where you're going, might not be as strong and as rigorous as you're used to. You've got to be strong, but at the same time, you also have to foster your individuality and your creativity, and do that in the framework of kavod for other people as well, which is a third thing we have to add to the mix. So these things are not easy. These things are not easy at all. And as you know, in Klal Yisrael, you always have different movements that emphasize one thing over the other. So the Yeki would be known for what we would call the Kohen personality. You know, everything is the same. You know the famous joke, I apologize if anyone is from the Yeki community, this is that. This is an affectionate, respectful joke. It's a little bit of a joke. About the Yeti man that told his wife the night of December 4th that he would be coming home late for Mayim that night. So she said, right in the middle, because until now we said the same bracha in Shemona Esrei, right? And tonight we're going to say the same talimata that adds two syllables. That would already be a little different. So the Yeki is the personality, is the prototype of the Kohen, who is so exact. And then you have Chassidus, which is very, very emotional and warm, and that's kind of the lady personality, and then other things in between. But the truth of the matter is, our Mishkan requires that we be both. We be both. Okay? So that's something to think about. And I'm sure that I've seen, I think, websites where seminary graduates commune and talk and have rabbis and rabbinics to talk to and write to, and I hope you will take advantage of all of those resources. I'll give you my email if anyone I can help you, just give you an email. It's judge5@aol.com.
What is that?
Judge5, J-U-D-G-E. JUDGE5@AOL.com. One of the last people in the world that have AOL.
The number five.
The numbers are very good.